Commission's Electrical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of March 25th, 2020. First, I'd like to remind us about our teleconference participation process. Primarily, it's important to keep your phone on mute, or if you're using the software to mute your microphone. Be aware that the default is mute, so if you first signed in and haven't unmuted yourself, you want to be aware of the location of the icon up in the control panel to make sure you can turn yourself on and off. Please don't put your phones on hold. Wait to your to speak until you're invited. I'll stack a list of folks. In addition, please state your name when you speak, and TAC members should state their names when making motions and seconding. So let's go ahead and proceed and determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Fisher, Chuck. So TAC members, you might want to unmute yourselves now so you can respond. Chuck, are you there? Chuck Fisher. Shows you're on the line, but I don't hear you. All right, Neil Burdick.
Can you hear me?
Present.
All right, was that you, Chuck, as this came on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we hear you now. We have Chuck, we have Neil. Ken Castanova.
Here.
Vincent Delacroix.
Here. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Commissioner Gerwig, Shane.
Here.
John Hall, John.
Here.
Brian Holland, Brian.
I am present, thank you.
David Rice, David.
I'm here.
Joe Dorito, Joe. Clarence Tibbs, Clarence.
I'm here.
And Roy Van Wick, Roy. All right, we have 9 of 11 constituting quorum. I'll check once more for either Joe Torito or Roy Van Wick. Okay, good. We have a quorum. Let's go ahead and determine who we have in Tallahassee. I'm Jeff Blair. We should have Mo and Tom and Justin, Chris, Marlita and Jim, and Joe Bigelow on for DVPR. All right, let's go ahead and continue. The first order of business is to approve the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the, if folks would go ahead and mute their phones again, except for maybe TAC members who will need to get a motion from. Who's speaking? All right. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the January 29th meeting. There's some background. And then to provide comments to the Building Commission on the, to divide recommendations to the Building Commission on the 3 comments that were received relative to electrical TAC. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted, stating your name?
Tibbs, so moved. Motion to approve.
Tibbs, second.
All right. Fisher and Tibbs, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous on a 9-0 vote. You should have had an opportunity to review the January 29th meeting minutes that were linked to the agenda. Unless there's any revisions or corrections, is there a motion to accept the minutes?
Tibbs, so moved. Tibbs, so moved.
Tibbs, and who waited the second?
Commissioner Fisher to second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Tibbs and Fisher, respectively, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. So what I'm going to do is briefly describe the process, which is the same process we used in our last meeting. I'll introduce each of the comments in turn, and there's 3. In this case, we're receiving, we'll start with energy TAC. There were 2 comments related to the electrical TAC that the energy TAC also reviewed, and 1 comment from the swimming pool TAC that the electrical TAC will also review today. I'll introduce each one in turn. I'll ask the proponent if they'd like to speak. They can have up to 3 minutes. Anybody else wants to speak, but then the audience can take the 3 minutes, or I can just say I agree, or and did the same on the reverse side. If you're an opponent, the same thing. If there's a pro and con, there'll be 1 opportunity for each side, collectively that is, to have a 2-minute rebuttal. I'll come back to the TAC. I'll ask the TAC members if they wish to make a motion to approve the proposed comment to recommend approval. If they do, they'll get a second. If there's a second, we'll take the vote. The vote achieves the 67%. The recommendation is for approval. If it does not, it'll be an NAR. If no one wants to make a motion, then it will also be an NAR, which is basically a recommendation not to approve the comment. That's basically the process. If TAC members have questions after the comments, just let me know, and we'll make sure that you can get your questions answered before we take up the votes. Anybody have any questions on the process? All right, if you take up your document, which is the energy, electrical TAC with the energy TAC, on page 5 is the first comment. And that's a comment submitted by Mr. Joe Belcher from Form. It's comment number 4 by Joe Belcher for the Florida Home Builder Association. Mo, do you want me to go ahead and say what the other TAC did, or do you want to do that yourself? But before
I'll do that. No problem. This is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. Yes, the first comment, as Jeff said, which is comment four was taken up by the energy TAC this morning. And at this point, the action of the committee was to approve it as submitted. However, I think there is some discussion about additional adjustment to it, which seems that Joe Belcher, the petitioners, will do for the upcoming workshop on April 7th for the commission.
Thank you, Mo. So the energy tax recommended was for approval. Okay. Mr. Belcher. There's a lot of background noise here for some reason. Might want to mute some more phones. Okay, Mr. Belcher, would you like to take your opportunity to present?
I would. Thank you. Thank you, facilitator, and thank you, Mo. The proposal, and this morning there seemed to be a little bit of confusion of what this proposal was doing, what it does. The intent of the proposal is to delete the mandate to provide electrical system monitoring for a large building that's required by ASHRAE 90.1. It does not say that a building owner can't do it if he wants to do it. It's what we're saying is the code is not requiring them to do it. These systems have been reported. One of your TAC members, and I believe Joe Torito did not respond, but I believe I see him on the list. So I don't know if he, and he shows us as being unmuted. So I hope he's there and can support what I'm saying here, because he was one of the electrical engineers I spoke with, and he said on a particular job, the cost of the system itself, the equipment, no installation or no software or anything, was $40,000. Had another electrical engineer, Jerry Solar, who I quoted in my rationale on the proposal here, that said the cost of the software on a particular job was $35,000. This system does not conserve energy. It monitors the energy use. And it's just a very large expense. It seems that if a building owner wants to do it and wants to spend that money, that's fine. But it does not seem to us that there is any reason for the code to mandate it. And we are requesting you approve the proposal as submitted, and it was pointed out this morning that there's a section C40561 that references ASHRAE 90.1 for electrical. I intend to submit a exception to that, and I will also include these sections in the Chapter 5 adoption of the exclusion in Chapter 5 of the adoption of ASHRAE 90.1 to make sure it's clearly understood throughout that this applies across the board if you're using ASHRAE 90.1. And I'll just leave it at that and remain here for questions. I'm going to mute myself, but I'll unmute if somebody has a question or if I should need to rebut anybody. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak? Well, before I do, just for attendance purposes, Joe Torito, are you on the line? I see your name is there, so if you're using the function, you're muted. So you have to click on the microphone, and it should go from red to green. All right, Joe, can you hear us? Are you there? Joe.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Okay.
Were you here for roll call?
Yes, I was there just to begin.
All right, we'll mark you down as present. There's 10 members present. Any other member of the public wish to comment in favor of the proposed modification? All right, anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right, I'm going to come back to the TAC. Does a TAC member wish to make a motion to approve the comment consistent with the energy TAC?
Does Shane Gerwig make a motion to approve as submitted?
All right.
Rice, I'd like to second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes, this is Brian Hollow. I'd like to discuss if I could, please.
Sure, Brian, go ahead.
Okay, so I was in opposition to this over on the energy TAC this morning, and I'm still in opposition to it now for a number of reasons. I just want to make sure you guys are aware of what we're actually doing here. Prior to guidance that was provided to Joe Belcher by staff to further remove these requirements from the code, when we were only dealing with list item number one and removing this from ASHRAE, this is different than not accepting an above code amendment. This is also different than not taking in a new requirement that was added to the most current I codes and bringing it into the Florida Energy Code. What this is doing is it's taking a provision out of a third party created document that has its own committee and it's done at a national level, the ASHRAE 90.1, and takes a provision that's now been in that code since the 2010 edition, has been reaffirmed with each addendum and each subsequent edition since then, and saying it's now no longer required to be done here in Florida. When the design professional or building owner chooses that path, they have to choose that path and select ASHRAE, knowing everything that comes with it. This now, in addition to the previous proposal that removed automatic receptacle control, now reverts us back about 10 years here in Florida. No other has amended the ASHRAE document in this way, and it's actually been added into the 2021 IECC under a new section C40510 as a mandatory provision during that next cycle. In short, the entire nation and industry is moving forward with energy monitoring provisions as a necessary component for complicated, large buildings that typically have a building management system or energy management system, and this energy monitoring provision folds right into that nicely. We're going to remove that, and it sets us back probably 10 years below every other state in the nation and where the national model was going with the IECC. So I think that's really bad policy. I don't think that's going to go unnoticed in our state legislature. It's certainly raising a lot of eyebrows with the big energy advocacy groups, and I think it's bad policy. So I'm going to ask you guys to reject this. This was with option number 2 and 3 in this section. Previous more progressive and forward-thinking commissions put the C4056 mandate in there saying, hey, if you go ASHRAE, you have to do the electric requirements. But you know what? If you go prescriptive Florida or performance Florida, you still have to do ASHRAE power provisions. It was deemed that important. That was backed up by the DEC statement, 2016-033. Suddenly, these two requirements in energy monitoring is no longer favorable, and it looks like it's threatened to be taken out of the code now. I think this is a mistake. This is very important for building owners to be able to monitor the five different systems, and we've already done analysis on those type of buildings and structures that would not benefit from this, and those are in the five exclusions that the section already provides. This will only impact those really large buildings with really large complicated systems where it's difficult to understand where energy consumption is going. And this gives the power and control back to the owner to make those decisions and act on information that they now know and they can't get without this. So thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, who else from the TAC would like to speak?
This is John Paul. I'd like to concur with Brian.
I think he's got the right tackle on this. They have three choices for compliance with the energy code, ASHRAE being one of them. So they're all options. And further, this has been in for some time in the code, and I would oppose voting to take it out. Thank you.
All right. Who else would like to speak?
Yeah, this is David Rice.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm an engineer. I've been involved in the energy conservation field since the 70s. To work for a manufacturer of energy control systems. So I'm very familiar with the monitoring and the cost. Where someone identified the cost of $40,000, that sounds, you know, in the ballpark. But in this case here, the problem I have is there really any energy savings? And I'm just that there is. You know, what is, whenever I look at something, what is the payback? You know, with LED fixtures, I mean, it's, you know, it's, I think that's phenomenal. It's just cut the lighting consumption tremendously. And I'm all in favor for anywhere that we can save energy. But we also have to be able to save costs. And, you know, if someone can show me where there is a payback for spending $40,000 on a building, you know, I can't see it in this application. The fact that it's been there for 10 years, you know, it's been wrong for 10 years. That's my feeling. But, you know, again, I am very pro, you know, energy conservation. Anywhere in a building that you can save energy and get a payback, everybody benefits from it. This isn't one of those cases. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else wish to speak before I take the vote?
Yeah. Can I ask Mr. Reiser questions with his experience on this?
Sure.
Okay. So look at our lighting control requirements that are now required for buildings of this size. Without monitoring the energy uses that's used for light, so we're going to do some commissioning, and we have all these mandates for lighting requirements, and it's expensive, you know this. Now we do some commissioning, but we only do commission, about three different products need to be commissioned, and that's just a spot that is installed, but it works. Then the CO is issued, and everybody walks away from that building. But now the building owner has that building for life. If one of those systems begins to function out of settings, or gets default, or gets intentionally turned off, or there's a relay problem, or any kind of malfunction or issue, how does that owner ever know that, and therefore corrections to his lighting control system to restore it back to the building that was promised to him through his energy calcs and through the code? How else would he know?
If there's a major impact, his energy bill, the power company, that's the first start. I recall looking where the energy bill went up like 20 or 30% over the previous year, and you know they called us in to take a look at the building, and we were able to find the problem. In this case, it was up north, and the outside air dampers were left open. Somebody had disconnected the control system. So in mid-season, bringing outside air generally reduced the energy consumption. But in the wintertime, it skyrocketed. So you know, it's by understanding the building, you can look at it without going back into a control system. And so to me, the expenditure, I just don't see the savings involved.
All right, who else would like to speak before we take the vote? Any other members who haven't had a chance yet? All right, then I'm going to go ahead and call the vote. I'm going to do it by name. Say yes or no if you're in support of the amendment.
Yes.
Sorry? I'm not able to hear whoever's speaking.
Neil Burdick.
I can't hear whoever's speaking.
That's Neil Burdick.
I was getting ready for the vote.
All right, so we're ready to vote. Okay, Chuck Fisher, yes or no?
Yes.
Neil Burdick, yes or no?
No.
Kim Castronovo, yes or no?
Yes.
Vincent Delacroix, yes or no?
No.
Shane Gerwig, Commissioner Gerwig, yes or no?
Yes, support.
John Hall, yes or no?
No.
Brian Holland, yes or no?
No.
David Rice, yes or no?
Yes.
Joe Torito, yes or no? Joe? Joe, we're not able to hear you. Yes or no?
He's there. He's muted.
All right. Clarence Tibbs, yes or no?
Yes.
Joe, are you there? We need to catch your vote. Is anybody else able to hear Joe?
No.
No.
And maybe he should call someone on his phone.
Joe Belcher, I will mention I submitted the change at his request. So.
Yeah, it's actually not going to make a difference. It's actually not going to make a difference. The vote is going to fail anyway. With Joe's vote, it's still there's four who voted against it, and that would be a 60% would not achieve. It would miss the 60% by 63 2/3% barely missed. So this gets an NAR. But if you're there, Joe Torito. Certain his vote would have been a yes, but I don't have it. So, all right. So for now, the vote is 5-4 in favor, so it fails. It's an NAR from the energy tax, electrical tax. Sorry. All right. So the next one is kind of related to this.
Hello.
Is that Joe?
Yes. My microphone is showing green. For some reason, I'm not getting through.
Well, you are now, loud and clear.
I'm calling in on a cell phone, so I'll continue to do this.
All right, so was your vote a yes or no?
It was a yes.
All right, so the vote is 6-4, so it still does not pass on that issue. It misses by one vote. Okay, the next one is on page 11 of the same document, which was also heard by the energy tax. Mo, would you like to, this is by Timothy Truant, Mo, would you like to?
This is Mo Medani. I think the energy tax took this up and action was no affirmative recommendation. The reason for this is two things. One is general. The second is that the sections of concern, which is of ASHRAE 90.1, 8.4.2, is already included as part of the exception for that standard. So I think the issue already being addressed. Thank you.
So basically the energy tag gave it, they didn't even take it up. They just said, you know, nobody offered a motion on it. Anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, back to the tax. Does any tax member wish to make any action? All right, we'll go with an NAR. Consistent with our energy tax. Okay, so we have one more. You need to go to the swimming pool electrical tax document. You'll find the comment on page 7, and it's the swimming pool. It was submitted by John Hall, Miami-Dade. The swimming pool tax heard it yesterday. Mo, would you like to comment, please, on the swimming pool?
And action was approved as submitted.
Right. It was a unanimous vote in favor. John Hall, go ahead. You're on the tax. John?
Yeah, I just got back on. My phone died out on it.
All right.
Which one are you looking at, Jeff?
This is the swimming pool one. Your comment number 4. Which was basically listed by National Recognized Testing Laboratory and changing installation instructions from specifications.
Yeah, this is a limited change. Rather than saying that it had to be installed in accordance with manufacturer specifications, which the manufacturers don't make those kind of specifications, we changed it to installation instructions which is what the NEC tells you to do it according to the listing instructions. And then rather than say approved for use by UL or NSF, we propose changing it to that it should be listed by nationally recognized testing laboratories. UL and NSF are both NURDLs, but there are others as well. And OSHA is the one that has the responsibility for determining who is allowed to do it and who's not. And so we don't feel like the code should be, you know, picking individual paths. And then the other thing that this section was missing was the type of the act that has the voltage limitation, which is what the section is talking about. So I think this is a good change and one that's needed.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor? All right. Anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion to recommend approval of this amendment?
Commissioner Fisher. Commissioner Fisher, second that motion.
All right. And who made the first?
Right. Burdick.
All right. All right. Neil Burdick and Commissioner Fisher. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous on a 10-0 in favor vote. Okay, good. So that concludes that. Is there anybody else who wishes to make any comment from the public or the TAC? All right, I'm going to do a second roll call. And after that, Commissioner Fisher, I will turn it to you. And if you could just say we stand adjourned, and that will conclude the meeting. All right, second roll call. Commissioner Fisher.
Here.
Neil Burdick.
Still here.
Ken Castanova.
Here.
Vincent Delacroix.
Here.
Mr. Shane Gerwig.
Here.
John Hall.
Here.
Ryan Holland.
I'm here.
David Rice.
I'm here.
Joe Chirito.
Here.
Here.
Clarence Tibbs.
I'm here.
All right, we have the same 10 we started with. Commissioner Fisher, would you adjourn us, sir?
Sure. This is Commissioner Fisher. The electrical tax stands adjourned. Everybody stay safe out there.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.